You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, what's up? Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, we are going to be talking about Instagram and specifically the future of business on Instagram, the future of building a business, selling, converting followers to customers on Instagram. This is big. The topic that we're going to be talking about today, mark my words, I'm putting myself out there on this one, but I think this is a pretty safe bet. What we're going to be talking about is going to be the future of Instagram. When we think about business on Instagram 5 years from now, this is going to be a central part of it. And right now, you have the chance to become an early adapter. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the bell curve of when people adapt things and when people learn and start to consume and use different things, but you have the opportunity, the really advantageous opportunity, to be an early adapter, to be one of these businesses who is using this tool before it's super saturated, before it's overused, before it's overdone. Think about email marketing in the early 2000s compared to email marketing today, right? I mean, like, think about open rates. I mean, can you imagine if you got an email from a business in 2002, you were way more likely to open it than the 50,000 emails we all get today. Think about text message marketing. Think about if you were on Facebook in like 2007. Think about if you had a YouTube channel in 2009. Think about if you had a TikTok account in 2017. You know, the early adapters are often the people who are most successful because they start using and implementing the tools long before the general public even realizes that they are available. And so they get years of practice and experience to get better, first of all, with using the tool and getting more skilled with using it, but also they just get to use the tool for years in advance. So what are we talking about? Today, we are talking about Instagram direct message automation. Now, before you turn off this episode, I need to make some disclaimers. You might be familiar with direct message automation. This is something that isn't new to Instagram. Automating the direct messages is something that has been around for a while, but it's been around in the shadows. It's been around sneaking in through back doors behind Instagram's back. And in all honesty, most automation that has taken place on Instagram over the last 10 years has been against Instagram's rules, and I might even say illegal. But now, Instagram has officially partnered with a few companies to allow them to begin to automate part of the direct messages. Now, I want to make another disclaimer. Another myth that might be floating around in your head right now is probably, oh, okay, you know, I'm 3 minutes into this podcast, but I'm probably about to turn it off because Brock's starting to talk about automation. But like, listen, Brock, I only have 100 followers, or I only get a few direct messages a day. I can handle it. Like, I don't need to automate my direct messages. Before we even go any further to start talking about what is Instagram automation and how can you use it, this is not a tool for someone who is overwhelmed because they get so many messages. Now, if you do get so many messages for your business and you are overwhelmed and you do often take hours to respond, sure, this tool can absolutely help you. But that is not the only use for it. Instagram direct message automation is a way to significantly increase your conversion rate in the DMs. Let's put that into normal human speak. Instagram direct message automation is a way to make a lot more money with your Instagram direct messages, to have way more of your followers actually converted into customers. That's what we're talking about today. So whether you have 10 followers or 10 million followers, this is something that can benefit all of us. Now, the third and final huge objection that I always hear is, but Brock, isn't this going to make my Instagram and specifically my direct messages on Instagram feel very inauthentic? Like, if I have a robot automatically sending responses, won't people, you know, unfollow me? Isn't it really disingenuous? Doesn't it really feel dehumanizing? And I would say, yes, if you overuse it. Yes, if you turn every single conversation into a robot response. We all know those companies that when we call, when we're just never going to get to speak to a human, you know, we press one and then we get redirected to a different computer and then it says press three and then you press three and you're redirected to a different computer and you never actually get to speak with a representative. We all know those companies. We hate those companies. It's not fun to talk to them. It's refreshing. And there's even commercials about how refreshing it is when you actually get to speak to a real human. So with your direct message automation, the first tip that I will give you is don't over automate. I am very clear with my DMs. 99% of the time when you send me a message on Instagram, it's still me responding to it. It's still a human being answering that message. The 1% of the time that is an exception is when I tell people, send me the word blank and I will send you the link for whatever. I'll give you an example. Recently, I went live with another top Instagram creator. She grew her following by 100,000 in 3 months, and we did a live together. And her username is Pink Sparrow, and pink is like a big part of her brand. All of her posts are very pink. Like everyone knows her for pink, okay? So we went live together. And at the end of the live, I wanted to promote the Insta Club Hub. I wanted to direct anyone who was on the live to join the Insta Club Hub. But if I'm on that live, there's no way to directly share a link. When you're going live on Instagram, there's no way to put a clickable link on the screen. There's no way to put a button up that people can just tap on. I wish there was. Hey, Instagram, if you're listening, that'd be awesome. But that's just not an option right now. So typically what people would do on an Instagram live, if they were going to sell, is they would say, hey, okay, after this live is over, what you're gonna do is you're gonna go to my profile, then you're gonna click on the link in my bio, and then you're gonna click on the third option, and that's a discount link for the Insta Club Hub. That's super cumbersome, right? There's a lot of steps. You're hoping that when you finish your live, someone's going to remember, hey, even though I just, you know, watched this live for 30 minutes, now I'm gonna tap on Brock's profile, go to his profile page, read through his bio, tap on that little itty bitty link at the bottom, and then follow through with all those steps. That's a lot. That's a really low conversion rate. Like not many people are going to want to do that. But instead, here's what I did at the end of my live with Pink Sparrow. I said, DM me the word pink and I will send you the link. It's very easy to send people direct messages. We're all in the DMs all the time. We're having conversations. We're sending stuff to our friends and family. We're very comfortable in the DMs. So here's what I had set up with this Instagram automation. For anyone who was watching live, when they sent me that keyword, when they sent me the word pink, my Instagram automation would say, hey, this is the Brock bot, Brock's Instagram robot. And here's the link that you requested for the discount code for the Insta Club Hub. Pretty cool, right? They got that link sent to them instantly by my robot. I didn't try to pretend like it was me. I didn't try to cover up the fact that it was a robot. I was very transparent that it was my automation responding to them. But hey, they're appreciative of that. You're not losing your authenticity if you're remaining transparent. If you're transparent that, hey, this is a bot or this isn't a bot, then people will be able to still have their trust in you. They're still going to respect you. And you're still just as authentic because you're using the bot for a very specific purpose. And now they're getting the link instantly. So think about this. If I did a live and I had everyone send me the word pink, even if I only got 5 direct messages, well, now I have to finish the live. I have to save it. Then I have to go to my DMs. Then I have to individually type out a response to each of them. Even if it's only 5 DMs that I got, that's going to take a while. But if I have my automation set up to instantly send them the link, send them that response, whatever it may be, they're getting the response probably before they even leave that chat, before they even leave Instagram or close the app, they're getting their response. And that response time significantly improves conversions. So that's why my first tip is to be very clear with your followers, with whoever's sending you a message, when it is your automation or when it isn't. Be very clear when it's the bot and when it's not. And the second tip that you heard in the story that I just gave is to use the automation in a very select way. Currently, I only use the automation for about 1% of my messages. If you ask me a question, if you respond to a story, if you tag me, anything, if you send me a message on Instagram, 99% of the time, it will be a human being responding. The only time you're going to trigger the bot is if you say a specific keyword. And that makes sense because I told you to say the keyword. And usually when I'm telling my audience to say the keyword, I say, send me whatever keyword. And then I say, and my bot will send you the link. Send me the word pink and my bot will send you the link. Send me the word ManyChat and my bot will send you the link. Speaking of ManyChat, ManyChat is the tool that I use and it's the tool that I recommend. Because as I said, first of all, they are an official partner of Instagram and Facebook. They are officially licensed. This is not going to get you banned or blocked. This cannot hurt your engagement. Your account will get taken down for using this. This is an officially approved tool by Instagram. ManyChat is also very, very easy to use. I'm going to be honest with you. I did some research and I tried out a few other automation tools and they were just kind of techie, to be honest. And I know it might sound funny to hear me say this, but I'm not super techie. I'm good at Instagram and I understand how to use Instagram tech, but I don't know like computer tech. I don't know coding. I don't know website design. I'm not good at all that fancy tech stuff. I don't know about you, but I'm not good at all that. And that's one of the main reasons that I love ManyChat. ManyChat makes it so simple and easy. It's literally drag and drop. It's really so easy to use. You just drag a little box over here. And in the first box, that's where, you know, you type in whatever keyword you want your audience to say. And then you drag a second box. And the second box is what you are going to be responding when they say that keyword. It's seriously so easy to set up. And even for those of us who are the least techie ever, ManyChat has a free course on their website, like totally free. So you can learn how to use it. You can optimize. You can learn how to build all these different flows and conversations. They have all their best tips in there. And that's totally free. And I should say, ManyChat itself is free for you to get set up on your account. Their basic program is free, totally free, $3.99, like $0 and 0 cents is free. They do have a pro version, but even their pro version is relatively inexpensive. I think at the time that I'm recording this, it's only around $12 a month for their pro version. And that has every feature, everything that they offer for $12 a month. And you can get 1 month of ManyChat free by sending me a direct message on Instagram with the word ManyChat. I want you to test this out and you're going to see how it works. So even if you don't want to use ManyChat or you're still on the fence with the whole Instagram automation thing, you can at least test out and see what it looks like. So go to my Instagram profile. It's Brock11Johnson. That's Brock11Johnson. And send me the word ManyChat. M-A-N-Y, many, chat, C-H-A-T, ManyChat. You can send it as one word. You can capitalize whatever letters you want. You can put it in quotes, however you want to type it. You type in the word ManyChat and my automation will automatically send you a discount link so that you can get ManyChat Pro for 1 month and try it out for free and just see if you like it, see how it works on your account. But it really is going to be the future of business on Instagram, in my opinion. I have spoken with so many business experts, so many sales experts, so many Instagram experts, and they all agree on one thing, and that's that sales take place in the direct messages. It goes down in the DMs. Sales, conversions, converting followers into customers, that takes place in the direct messages. Now, if you're a member of the Insta Club Hub, you know this because in the Insta Club Hub, we go in depth training you how to use the direct messages, how to actually convert those followers into customers, the best practices for selling so that you're not just cold messaging 500 people a day, but it's the absolute truth. The most sales that you will have on your Instagram will come from the direct messages. And that is why this tool is so powerful because it helps you sell more. It helps you sell better. It actually allows you to be more engaged with your followers. It allows you to be more authentic and more in the moment and more aware and more transparent with your followers. You are able to serve your audience better because of this tool. And because you are serving them better, you are also going to be able to sell more. This is something that I use on my Instagram account. This is something that we use on the Insta Club Hub Instagram account. This is something that we have set up on my mom's. We even have this set up and currently running on my dog, Mila, her Instagram account. We have ManyChat set up and running just because it helps you convert more. It helps you be more engaged. It helps you thank your audience and just serve them better. So I can't plead with you enough. I can't make a strong enough case for this. I am a firm believer that Instagram automation, specifically Instagram direct message automation, will be a huge part of the future of doing business, selling, and making money on Instagram. Again, send me a direct message on Instagram with the word ManyChat, and my bot will send you the link. You'll get to see what it looks like, and you'll also get a discount code if you want to try the pro version for free for 1 month. Thank you so much for listening today. I look forward to seeing you in my DMs. And as always, happy networking.
Don't forget to check out InstaClubHub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out InstaClubHub.com.